Goalless Networking. A couple of years ago, I attended our local chamber's year-ender networking event. This is usually a huge party with lots of great food and refreshments and lots of great people to help me make my networking goals for the evening, if I had set any. Yes, I'll confess right now that I walked into that event without a single networking goal in mind. It had been a long day filled with time-wasting frustrations. In fact, I was walking into the party more than a little late. So for a change, I decided that I was just doing this one for fun. This one was going to be just a great social occasion for me, a chance to catch up with some old friends. Okay, so yes, that is technically a goal. It's just not my normal goal to meet and connect with two or three interesting new people. In a way, I was setting the goal bar low enough that I was bound to succeed. Then a funny thing happened. Networking. I reconnected with people whom I knew and chatted briefly. Some I hadn't seen for a while, others I had seen more recently. Either way, I got to hear about their successes they'd been having. Others introduced me to people I'd never met before. I even made a couple of introductions myself. All in all, it was a remarkably successful networking event. As an aside, don't let my behavior in this one instance be any indication that I think it's a good idea in general. In general, part of attending an event is setting serious goals which will help you extend and strengthen your network. Grabbing a handful of cookies from the buffet certainly does not fall under that category. So what's my takeaway on this one? I guess it'd be that sometimes, just sometimes, if you've established yourself in your network and you have an otherwise regular networking practice, you can attend a networking event just for fun. And the cookies were remarkably tasty.